May the peace of God rest with us on this Mother's Day. My mom is a good conversationalist. She makes the best donuts. Her pancakes have crispy edges that crumble delicately on the tongue. And she loves to set her table for guests. Now, regular eating is a basic part of life, required for health and strength. Mom, like most mothers, gets this. However, serving food for her is not merely a way to avoid starvation. It is a setup for interesting conversations. She assigns seats with that in mind, and an invigorating discussion is ample reward for cooking and cleaning up. Where I tend to give up on people who are difficult, bigoted, condescending, or who dislike me, Mom lays aside personal preference, personal offense, and she uses humor to disarm. I asked about this skill recently. She said, "Oh, I expect people to be rude and obnoxious. I'm always surprised when they're not." High school teacher Paul Barnwell avers that conversational competence might be the single most overlooked skill we fail to teach. Conversation may also be getting harder. The weather and our health used to be easy subjects for polite conversation, but that was before climate change and COVID-19. A recent Pew Research study points out that Americans are more divided, less likely to compromise, and more argumentative than ever before. We can think of reasons why this might be so. Seductive screens, self-selected content feeds, and prominent examples of polarizing politicians. So what to do about this? I've taken some inspiration from Brené Brown lectures on resilience and vulnerability. She says, a leader is anyone who takes responsibility for finding the potential in people and has the courage to develop that potential. The university model of a small circle, 12 or less students in a group having a focused conversation, is one of the best ways we know to develop and transmit knowledge. It is easier to remember conversations than lectures. So have a conversation. You don't have to go to the university to get some wisdom. Proverbs 16:22 says, understanding is a wellspring of life. Verse 23, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth. Verse 24, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. An efficient and often delightful way to start understanding someone is through conversation. I maintain it's worth some effort to improve our conversational skills. And who doesn't like healthy bones? So how do we get better at this? Notice what others do. Listen to what they say. A wise man once said, if you open your mouth, you're not learning. James 1:19 says, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. I need this advice, especially about anger. I get impatient and critical, which doesn't help my conversations. Joseph, when he was smaller than us brothers, couldn't compete with brute force. So he developed wit as a substitute for strength. If we were laughing, he would more likely get what he wanted. Well-placed humor can also help conversations survive. Ask questions. If you don't know, say you don't know. Ask questions and listen for understanding, not with intent to reply or to one-up your speaking partner. Set aside your ego. Try making a case for a position you disagree with. Pretend you are weaker and more ignorant than your conversational friend. You actually probably are. And you can learn something interesting from that point of view. Thoughtful questions are a good and ancient way of making a point. You can be rigorous and kind. Celeste Headlee interviews for a living. She advises conversationalists, stay out of the weeds. Frankly, people don't care about the years, the names, the dates, all those details that you are struggling to come up with in your mind. They don't care. What they care about is you. They care about what you are like and what you have in common. So forget the irrelevant details. Leave them out. Most of all, be interested in other people. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth. Assume everyone has some hidden, amazing thing about them. The best way to find hidden, amazing things in others is to be interested in them. Mom has always been an example of this attitude, as have been my sisters. I think maybe women in general cultivate conversational skills more energetically. Generally, mothers have a greater linguistic influence on children because they of necessity spend more time with their children. I'm grateful for the women in my family and for the feminine influence of nurture and kindness and relationship in our community. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 instructs, encourage one another and build each other up. Conversations with and taking interest in others is an antidote for depression. It is an important way to sustain the church and to build the kingdom of God. May we all appreciate and grow this most important gift. Let's stand for a prayer. God, we're especially grateful for the women of our church and for the gift of language and of conversation. Thank you for your incarnate word. Thank you for the Trinity and for how it models union, conversation, and love. Turn our faces towards each other under your warmth and light. Sanctify our Sunday school discussions and all the spoken words today in this house. May our worship be acceptable. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.